Hello and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting party, Anna, the fifth and gayest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
And I am the other half, Gabe, who is being personally targeted by government-assigned kin quizzes.
Oh, pray tell, what kin quizzes are you being targeted with?
I did a lot of them in a fit of pique in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh. What did you discover about yourself?
Well, okay, so at one point I did like four of them for the same thing, and I got the same answer every time, and it was not an answer I was looking forward to.
I think that means something.
I don't think it does.
I think it means that you're here with that character. I think it does.
I don't think so. I don't trust the government. They can assign me.
Do you
want to
share with the class who that was?
No.
We'll find out eventually.
Y'all can take a fucking guess and you'll probably be right, except for Anna, because Anna doesn't know anything about Five Nights at Freddy's.
I literally don't.
I did. It was more than just that, though. I did a couple Batman ones, and I did another one. I got very added.
Did you get the same one as you did on the quiz that we took?
No, I got the answer I was expecting to get, actually, but then I was like, hang on, that's homophobic, and then I did another one, and it was still homophobic.
Hang on.
It's just homophobic because I'm gay. It's fine.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to start screaming.
Oh, my God. Well, before you do, I'm going to play something.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start us off real bad today.
Before we get into bad, I have to clarify. As the fifth and gayest member of the Ninja Turtles, is your Ninja Turtle name Anna, or are you like a fucking Renaissance painter like the rest of them?
That's a good question. I don't know.
You don't know any Renaissance painters off the top of your head. So
shit. I don't know any.
Okay.
I'm actually just Michello from Stargate.
I'm about to hang up on you again.
It sounds enough like Donatello.
No.
I'm just a body hopping old man.
Okay, just play something. I'm in hell.
I will. Here you go. This is Hey Ya Low Quality by Busy McBob.
I don't want that.
Enjoy.
One, two, three. Oh God, it's so low quality.
It is.
Didn't we already do a terrible low quality Hey Ya?
Did we do a Hey Ya?
I feel like it wasn't this one, but I feel like it was a different Hey Ya. I feel like it had SpongeBob.
A separate low quality Hey Ya. Oh yeah, it might have been a SpongeBob. Well, this is longer. This is the whole song, so.
Great. You know what I was really missing? Was
the
whole
song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The image is a low quality image of a fish that's just spinning.
I am also a low quality image of a fish who's just spinning.
Low quality fish in a low quality ocean. Spinning.
I guess? Like, I hate that, but what can I do about it?
What can you do? I hope just that there's a suffer. Fish out there that swims by just spinning like this.
No, there isn't.
There should be.
Why should there be?
Because that would be very funny.
No, it doesn't make evolutionary sense.
Survival of the funniest.
Survival of the spinnest is what you should have said.
Survival of the spinnest! That's good.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually funny sometimes.
Sometimes. Rarely.
Yeah, the rest of the time I'm just sexy and always right.
You can't have all three at once.
I can't have all three at the same time, but I can have all three.
You can't have all three, but you can't exhibit all three outwardly.
Yeah, I can. You don't know me.
I do know you, and I know that you cannot.
You do not.
I've never met you in my life, actually.
It's true, and that's why you don't know that I can be sexy, funny, and always right all at the same time.
I have yet to experience it.
Well, it's because I'm never doing those things at you. What's the point?
I'm dancing like the fish.
You're spinning?
Well, if I was spinning, my chair would be making a lot of noise. Good.
No.
Maybe I'll pass out and you can do the rest of your show yourself.
The rest of the show will just be a collective nap time, because let me tell you, I am tired.
Sleepy Sunday. It does feel like a very tired day, I must say.
Bitches have had insomnia for like 3 weeks.
Oh no.
I am at the edge of my fucking rope.
Oh no.
It's fine.
We're fine. Something to play that's bad enough that just makes you pass out so you can get some sleep.
I would love that. Just like a 3 minute power nap and then be like, I'm back, I'm ready, let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning, are you ready for some bad?
Imagine if we did this show directly first thing in the morning, like 8 a.m.
I hate to break it to you, I am fine in the morning.
Oh my god.
I wake up and I'm functional. Like, I'm not happy to be awake, but I'm functional.
I don't know how you do it. I'm still in... I'm still in dream space for like the next hour after I wake up.
Dream space.
Dream space.
I hate this.
I was just thinking, I was like, this isn't so bad.
I like that the suggested video is just like regular Hey Ya. They're like, did you enjoy this terrible version of Hey Ya? Do you want a better one?
Would you like the real version?
Like, no, now I want a break from Hey Ya, thanks.
I want no more Hey Ya.
Hey, yeah, I was just work. It's fine.
Uh-huh. It's funny, listen, you know he's right, I see.
Listen, I said I can't do all three at the same time, so in that instance, I was just being sexy.
Okay, we just didn't see it because this is an audio format.
Yeah, but trust me, it was very sexy.
Trust me when I say. No. Why is this the meme now? Why?
It's been the meme for a while. This is Driver's License, Lin-Manuel Miranda impression cover by Umo Kaig, because I wanted to hurt Anna's feelings.
Yeah, and you will.
I will.
Man.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about.
I gotta go.
I'm gonna die.
I'm gonna start hearing this man's voice in my nightmares.
Do you not already?
I don't, and I'm hoping to keep it that way.
I don't even like follow this guy on TikTok, but every couple of days TikTok is like, do you want to see him? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you're
right. I
do. Also, I'm so fucking congested right now. I'm in hell.
Ugh. I can't really hear it, but maybe I will in the recording.
I can feel it in my mouth, face.
Ooh.
It's just all gross. And I'm inflicting it on all of you now. You're welcome. The whole face.
You're all infected now. Congrats.
You're infected with sexy and always right disease. Ayo.
Ayo.
Except you, Anna. I inoculated you. You don't get to be sexy and always right.
Damn. Guess I'll go be ugly and always wrong. That's fine.
This part sounds so much like it could be Lin that it hurts me. Like, I hate it.
All of it sounds exactly
like
Lin.
No, like, some of it is a little exaggerated for the joke.
Ugh. Too much. You! Man.
Good.
No. Bad.
Good.
Bad.
Good.
You are the one who has lost sight of what good means.
I mean, I think it's good in like a fun, funny way.
Duh.
Duh.
I never really got the hype of this song.
You didn't?
No. I mean, like, I heard it everywhere, but I didn't really love it.
I mean, I didn't love it, but, like, I get it. I appreciated it for what it was.
Yeah, fair.
Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face in the white cars.
Oh god, this part
is so rough.
Too much. Umo Kaig, why must you continue to do this to us?
fucking
yeah,
rough.
Sidewalks we crossed. I still hear your voice in the track.
This is also making me imagine an alternate reality where instead of being like a composer and singer for musicals and movies, Lin-Manuel Miranda is actually like a pop singer that we have to hear on the radio.
No, that's too gross.
There is a universe out there where that exists.
I know we hate it.
Perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine.
There's still 30 seconds left.
Yeah, because we deserve it.
I don't deserve this.
You didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. As you said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Past your street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Death. Death and destruction.
It's gonna kill me. I'm gonna die.
Did you not know that this show was a long con assassination attempt?
Really long con. This is episode 84. That's the longest con assassination attempt.
I'm going to store up all the bad to assassinate you on episode 100.
Ooh, I look forward to it. That'll be fun.
I look forward to my death.
I do.
God. Fucking.
Oh my God.
Fucking the internet.
Fucking the internet.
Yeah.
You're right. All right, this was sent in by Lola from the past when she was 11 and listening to the original in total awe. I'm assuming because this was re-uploaded.
What? No.
And this is Eminem Undertale.
No, I don't want this, actually.
By Cool Dude Kills You, but I'm assuming that based on Lola's message, that is not the original creator of this.
I don't want this.
Oh, it's pretty bad habit. Here you go.
It's a beautiful day
no.
outside. Birds are singing. No. Flowers are blooming. On days like this, kids like you should be burning in hell.
What? No.
God. I have a bad time.
This is so... Why... Lola, are you good, fam?
Oh, God. Definitely not. I think you're just mad you keep dying.
I don't want this.
Yeah, too bad. It's already in your ears.
I don't want this. Can I stress how much I don't want this?
You can stress all you want. You're still getting it.
I'm suddenly not feeling bad about the blessed I have for today.
Oh no.
It's extremely dubiously blessed and
So just cursed. Cool. Good.
I mean, no, dubious. Less dubious than yours last week, which was straight up cursed. Why didn't get played?
Yeah. That's okay.
This is
interesting.
Hatsune Miku Megalovania by Non-Vlogger.
Okay.
We're just gonna let it happen.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna explain what it is, it's fine.
I see that Miku's holding a leek.
I mean, yeah, because it's that polka song.
It's the leek dance.
Yeah, you gotta have a leek.
The amount of times I've watched that girl do the leek dance, too many.
The real person?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like this.
No, it's not good.
No.
I would like you to know that my notes app just autocorrected Hatsune Miku to Hatsune Mike.
It's actually my dad.
I think that's her drag persona.
Hatsune Mike. Oh my God.
This is very bad to listen to, actually.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Oh no. I don't like it.
You're not meant to. It's bad. I'm kind of dancing, though.
I mean, I can't stop myself from dancing, no matter how much I don't like it.
Yeah, like, the perfect hell for you is very danceable music that you hate, because you'll just be stuck dancing to it forever.
Yes. Actually, I've thought about this, and I think if if there was a personal hell for everyone, mine would probably be either that, or it would be very dancey music, but that, like, the rhythm of it is not consistent, and I can never figure out the time signature, so I have to dance, but I can't figure out what I'm dancing to.
I like that this is something you've thought about.
Oh, yeah. It's something I've thought at length about.
I have never thought about what my personal hell would be.
Well, you best start thinking.
Why? I'm Jewish. We don't believe in hell.
You don't get one. I have to possibly have one. I'm not Christian either. I don't get a hell either.
You're Christian adjacent.
Eh. Hey, this sucks, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
No.
Listen, I've got so many fucking memes. Don't at me. Start a fight
with
me.
It's gonna be a fun episode, huh?
Yeah. They're all fun episodes. It's bad. Yeet.
God. Yeet.
Yeet.
And now time for your mid-episode yeet.
I said ye, excuse you.
Oh, I said yeet.
Yeah, but why would I say yeet? I wasn't yeeting anything. Nothing yeeting? Had been yote.
Yoted?
Yeah.
Take this.
No, I won't.
This is called Plastic Rats by Stippy Stompy. And I don't know anything about the popular Twitch streamer Germa, but I think this is a Germa meme.
Okay.
So, have this.
I didn't even see Germa's name until this week, or last week.
Really?
Yeah, I just avoided that entirely.
Wow, proud of you.
Thanks. Hey, I don't know what this is, but I already hate it.
It's Plastic Rats.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I did know it was Plastic Rats. I understood that part.
I'm stuck.
You're making us late to the birthday party.
I'm the giant rat. I make all the rules. You need to help me out of here now.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is from that fucking movie.
It's something, yeah, it's related to that. I don't really know where. I hear a lot of the, like, rats, rats, we are the rats, and I don't know what the first one was.
Yeah, it's from a movie. It's from, like, a really shitty animated movie. That I think I've seen. Like, I think I watched that in college.
God, of course you did.
I watched a lot of bad shit in college.
You're currently watching a lot of bad shit now.
I've watched a lot of bad shit my whole life.
Are you dancing to the rat song?
No. Because it sucks.
Our podcast continues to have the rat feel.
I have more rat feel for us, too.
Oh, do you?
It's going to be a rat-heavy episode.
Oh, good.
Or a rat-pisode, if you will.
Not sure about that one.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm sexy and always right.
I'm sexy and always right, and this is a ratisode.
It is. This is the ratisode now.
Okay. Ratisode 2, the ratning.
Ratpocalypse. This was sent in by Lola, whose brain is also made of snot.
Snot. Wow. Congestion twins over here.
This is called The Sewer Rat by Worthy Kids.
Oh, fantastic. Rat time.
Somebody okay. Make us a song called Rat Time.
Musicians Sammy,
that,
out there.
Sammy, that sounds rat like time. Something you would do.
Ooh. I like this.
Of course you do.
Okay, don't like that, actually.
Why? It's so good.
Mmm.
I don't know what to do with this.
Oh. This is... What genre is this? Rat music.
God.
I can't believe all of these songs are talking specifically about Splinter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god.
Why would they do this to Splinter, my best friend Splinter?
Why is Splinter your best friend?
Because I'm the fifth Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, Splinter's like the fucking father figure. Who's like, yeah, my dad is my best friend.
Some people. Me, you as have, a Ninja Turtle.
You have four Ninja Turtle siblings and you're like, nah, this fucking wizened ass rat is my best friend.
Do you ever see a fifth Ninja Turtle in the movies? No, it's because they're all hanging out without me and I get to hang out with Splinter.
I think it's because you're actually turtle sized. So like they're all people sized doing stuff and you're just like very small, so you're actually in all the things, you're just in the corner and no one can see you.
Yeah, I'm hanging out on one of their shoulders, and if you look really closely you'll see me.
Yeah,
I didn't get any of the like fucking chemical that turned them big and human sized, but I did get all the ninja training, so.
Yeah, you didn't get enough of the mutagen, so you're basically just like a fucking turtle that can do,
yeah, I'm just
like
a turtle
ninja shit
that can do ninja things.
Which isn't that impressive. Most turtles are ninjas. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, they're just very slow about it.
Turtles can be actually quite quick.
Yeah, some of them can, and it's scary. I've seen a turtle, like, scamper across the road at lightning speed, and it freaks me out a little bit.
Scamper feels like kind of a lackadaisical word.
I've seen some fast scampering. I don't know about you.
I've seen something scamper at lightning speed. Like, that doesn't feel like a scamper.
Maybe, how about scuttle? Do you like scuttle?
I do like scuttle.
Okay.
The both turtle as a word that I saw. And as a seagull in The Little Mermaid.
Also good, yes. Okay, what is happening in this song?
There's a sewer rat. I don't know. It's hurting my brain. Genuinely, what is this genre?
I don't know. This feels like... it feels like it's from a Starkid musical.
But it also feels like this kind of music, I feel like at a certain point I just give up and be like, I don't know, it's probably punk.
some variation of it's rat punk, actually.
Rat punk?
Rat punk.
I want a patch now that says rat punk that I can
Me
sew
too.
To a jacket.
Oh, we should put that on the merch website. Rat punk.
Like every couple of months, I'm like, what if I bought an embroidery machine? I could make my own patches.
You should. So and you expensive. Should make me one as well. I would put a rat punk patch on my jacket.
I know you would.
And I would love it. I don't have any more rat things to play, sadly.
I probably do, but I'm not gonna. gotta pace the ratting a little bit.
Oh, okay. I was going to say we could keep the rat going, but we'll pace it out. Rat
yeah.
pace. You're not going to like this one.
I don't like any of this.
This is...
No!
This is called Kitten Please Unblock Me by Gianni Matrigrano.
I
hate
this
we know
bitch.
From the Columbo impressions.
This bitch is my nemesis.
Kitten, please
no.
unblock me. I'm sorry I tagged you in a spoken word mumble rap about sacrificing
no.
you to the devil. I know your grandma sees your face,
no.
but please, kitten, there's a darkness inside me. The plot of Sonic Adventure 2 really effed
no.
me up. Some might call me twisted. Honestly, I scare myself.
Oh,
wait, is that a copypasta I've just never seen before? Because it feels like a copypasta.
It should be, but the image was Shadow the Hedgehog, like, crying and holding out his hand.
God, I hated that so much. I cannot even tell you. I don't know why you would do that to me, a good person.
Sonic Adventure 2 really fucked me up.
It did.
Some might call me twisted.
Fucking, I hate it here.
Oh, I'm, like, crying.
Okay. God.
Jesus Christ.
Let's do this one. This is not... You gotta go to this link. Follow the link, please.
I gotta go to the link. Hold on. I'm coming. I gotta put down my coffee and click the link. Okay. I am here.
Okay. Whoa. I'm gonna count us in. You ready?
Let me turn the volume down so I don't get ear blasted.
Oh, God. I should do that too.
Tumblr likes to kill my ears.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, play. Oh, this is Vangabus Sandstorm, for the record.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, no. Oh, I don't like how this is fitting together.
Yeah, no one does.
No. Oh, God. No!
This goes around my head all the time.
Oh my God. I feel like this is what goes through, like, a six-year-old's head when they get the zoomies.
Yeah, but also me when I get the zoomies.
It never changes.
It didn't. It has not changed.
Deep inside, we are all a six-year-old kid with the zoomies.
I like the one reblog tag that anybody has kept is that, wow, that really sounds.
It sure does.
One of the sounds of all time.
That sure is music. Oh, God.
You know the fucking series of Gabriel Gundacker finds about him being someone who doesn't know what music is?
Yes.
I love those. That's what this feels like, though.
Yeah. I listen to this and I'm like, I no longer know what music is.
Is this music? Can you hear this too?
is that playing? Is this music? God.
I'm dancing.
Of course you are. I'm dancing, but I have a look of despair on my face.
Of course you are.
This is too much.
I'm having a great time, actually.
I'm glad you are. God. Man.
Sometimes you're on the Vangabus and get stuck
in a sandstorm.
Yeah, and then this is what happens.
You know, it happens to the best of them.
It does. It also happens to the worst of us.
It happens to everyone at least once in their life.
I don't think I've ever been in a bus in a sandstorm. I don't think I've ever been in a sandstorm.
Well, you will.
I may not have even been on a bus. You don't know.
I think I might know that one.
I can count. Okay, if we're not counting, like, school buses to, like, field trips, like, if we're talking about, like, city buses.
Yeah.
I think I can count the number of buses I've been on both hands.
Really?
I don't like buses.
Oh my God, I like them better than trains. No, I'd rather be on a bus than a train.
Trains stop where they're supposed to stop. You have to tell buses to stop. So
yeah,
much anxiety.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. So is much that so anxiety. Hard?
It's not even paying attention. It's like, what if I pull it too early? What if I pull it too late?
Okay, well, think about this. Buses usually don't smell like piss, and every train smells like piss.
I disagree with that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go ahead and disagree. That's fine.
I feel like every bus I've been on has also smelled like piss, and one of them, I was about to sit down, and somebody was like, don't, and I turned around, and there was a small puddle of piss on the seat I was about to sit on.
Shout out to that one person for helping you out.
I know.
They could have said
that
nothing.
Person was the realist.
Truly.
God.
Thank you to that person wherever you are. Hopefully you're not listening to this podcast because we want your life to be as good as possible.
I hope you have the day you deserve, but like in a positive connotation.
Yeah, exactly.
You deserve a good fucking day. That is my favorite insult though, when people are being assholes.
Have the day you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because you're not outright saying, like, have a shitty day, but, like, you are.
Yeah, like everybody else around you who has also witnessed this person be an asshole, they know.
Like, yeah, everybody knows, but nobody can be like, hey, they said something mean to me, because you're like, no, I didn't. I said something neutral.
Yeah. Have the day you
deserve. You think you deserved a bad day? Because then you should have behaved better.
Exactly, idiot.
Dumbass.
Dumbass. Take this.
Oh, no. Already no. Already no.
This is the Phantom of the Opera trying to dock his boat during the winter months by Chris Fleming.
I am cursed by you.
You are.
Yes. Gary. Hi. From the marina down by the harbor. Thank you so much for calling me back.
No.
Look, I am in a pinch. I don't even know how I got this boat. I don't even leave the theater. They warned me, like they said, you know, the best day of your life is the day you get the boat. Then the second best day of your life is when you get rid of the boat. So tell me, what?
Oh my God.
What is it going to cost you if I take it to the marina and keep it there Labor Day weekend?
The boat.
$300 a month.
Why doesn't he just keep it in his underground lair?
It's like a catamaran. It's like a glorified canoe. That's like what the boats in Italy, the standing things. Not even like
what is
Italy,
wrong with
Italy,
the
like
mask?
Epcot, Italy. Okay,
I think it just doesn't fit very well.
No, he's got some kind of forehead thing happening.
Fog River. I don't know how else to describe it.
Oh, he didn't like, take the fucking tag off.
Tag off.
A paddleboard that's got space for me and a plus one. I don't. Like you're charging me for like. Sorry, it's not your fault. Is this? I'm super mad at myself for doing any of this shit. I thought it'd be sexy.
I thought it'd be sexy than
me having to attach this thing to a trailer. All right, my guy. Like, I'm gonna shop around a little bit. Christine! Sorry, no, I thought I saw somebody. Just one of my big ass candles. Yeah, I thought about an inflatable thingy.
Like, oh my God!
But like I said, I was going for sexy.
No.
Didn't work out. Like at all. No, there's no more ingenues. There's not even an opera anymore. It's just a theater. It's a little rented for like team building seminars and occasionally the Second City Touring Company comes
through. Team building seminars.
Just a bunch of improvisers.
What is squeaking? Is it his chair?
Grandparents
the arm of the chair. It's actually a giant rat.
What do I have to offer them?
It's Splinter. With me on his shoulder.
Marianne Williamson impressions. Why is Splinter here? You got another call?
Because Splinter is everywhere.
Go now and leave me! Oh, you don't have to take it? Okay.
Oh my God. Chris Somebody Fleming writes, also has brain rot, but I cannot describe the type.
Brain rot that is sort of past the comprehension of all of us.
Like, yeah.
I think.
Whatever is happening there is so many.
It's so many.
It's
we
so
couldn't
many.
Possibly understand. I want someone to write a crossover AU where the like basement sewers that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles grow up in is actually the basement of the opera house where the Phantom is.
You are the only one who would write that.
I am the only one.
Like, yeah.
Who would write or read that.
Yes.
And I think
correct.
that means that that's what I need to spend the next 48 hours doing.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Goal achieved.
Okay, wait, hold on. I know I'm done talking about my Five Nights at Freddy's brain rot.
No, you're not.
I'm
no,
not.
You're not.
So there's somebody on TikTok who convinced me that one of the like adult human ships existed, like was a real ship. And I was like,
okay.
I can kind of get behind that. Like it's the least fucked up thing I've heard. Let's go check AO3. And AO3 was like, we have no fix for that. And I was like, okay. I'm desperate. Let's check Wattpad. Wattpad. Nothing. So then I went back to this person's TikTok, and it seems to be this person and like 500 of their fans being like, yes, this is amazing. And it's like, have any of you created content? And the answer is no.
None of them. To torture you.
Not a one. The person on TikTok is making like comics, I guess, but they're not posting them anywhere other than TikTok, so I can't even like look at them properly because they're like slowly panning their camera over these comics, and it's like
TikTok is not a platform for comics.
People do this so much with fan art. I'm like, that's fine, but like just fucking for the love of God, somebody write something. I'm dying. Like, I got told about it, I was like, yeah, I could get behind it, and then not being able to find it, I think, made me care more.
It made you desperate.
Like, I feel like if it existed, I would have read one or two and then been like, yeah, no, I don't care that much. And like, it would have just been gone. Poof, whatever. But because it wasn't, there isn't anything. It's like, well, now I want to know what that would look like.
It was offered to you, but it was an empty offer. It was an empty box.
And I am full of brain rot.
Oh, God, what is this? Gabe, what is this?
This is Dream Mask, vocoded to Megalovania by C Music GH3.
I don't want this.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
No.
Yeah.
I hate everything about this.
Yeah, correct.
Man.
The only TikTok I've had go remotely viral, which is fine for the record, is the stupid fucking fabric joke I did to the line from this song.
I love the fabric
but
joke.
But I keep getting comments on it still to this day, being like, people tried to cancel Dream over this, and it's like, I don't know who he is. I have a very basic understanding of who he is, and I don't care.
Yeah.
This was a TikTok about fabric, not about the song.
That's what the point of Damascus.
God, I hate myself. It's fine.
It was a good joke.
It was a bad joke, but a lot of people appreciated it.
It was funny.
But I see that a lot. I see people being like, how could you use this sound? Don't you know that X person is like a terrible person? And it's like, why would you check? It's a viral TikTok sound.
People just use it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's so rough.
It's so rough. Man.
Terrible.
Oh, I'm failing all my classes.
Yep. Because you spend
the lyrical
all the time
genius
vocoding this shit. Like, I just don't care about Dream, though. Whatever.
I don't either.
I hope all the people who do care are having a good day. You're fine.
Yeah. Have a fine day.
Did you see
have
that
the day you deserve.
Did you see that one Minecraft Twitch streamer who made a bot that would block everyone who had any kind of reference to the whole like Dream SMB thing in their username?
I didn't.
Oh God, it was so funny. It blocked like thousands of users. It was so fucking funny. And he just made a TikTok of him like cackling as it perma-blocked all these people, and I lost my shit. Like, was that necessary? Probably not. Was it funny? Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. God, I don't venture into those corners of the internet because they are very, they're like hostile soups of just insanity.
Like Minecraft in general or?
No, like not even Minecraft in general, but like those specific kinds of
like
Minecraft Twitch streamers.
Yeah.
And all of their fans that need to calm down, maybe.
Actually, I've never played Minecraft. I don't know anything about it, and I don't care.
You've never played Minecraft ever?
No.
I think we've talked about this, because we both haven't played Undertale, but I have played Minecraft. I'm not, like, crazy about Minecraft, and usually when I do play, I get, like, super into it for, like, a couple weeks, and then I'm done.
I don't like any of that kind of, like, I don't like The Sims either.
Oh, I used to love The Sims.
I'm the only one I know who does not like The Sims. I think it's super boring.
It's because you don't like putting yourself into a narrative. We've discussed this. You don't like insert characters.
But it's not even that. Like, I don't like it when people make, like, characters in The Sims either. I think the whole, like, I think that kind of gameplay is boring. I want tasks to do.
Well, you're missing out.
I am not missing out. I have a lot of fun playing the games that I play. Thank you very much.
Well, I have a lot of fun playing Minecraft during the 2 weeks that I care about it, so.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about I don't care about any. I don't like that kind of like buildy game. I don't like cozy games. I want to shoot something.
Look at you,
gun.
Shitting on all of the games that are fun.
I mean, like, they're fine. Like, if people like them, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not like, oh, you're a man person if you like those games. It's just like, it is so not what I play video games for.
I want to shoot thing with gun.
I want to be given a task. I want to do the task, and then I want the game to reward me for having done the task.
Yeah, fairly simple wants and needs.
Yeah, like the Batman games, you don't shoot anybody, but I love those games. There are so many things to do, and then you get so things for having done the things, and then you solve the mysteries, and it's fun.
I like putting blocks on top of other blocks, and then I make a house.
That sucks. I hate that. I pay taxes in the real world. I don't need to pay game taxes.
God, here, have this.
No.
Smooth criminal, but all the notes are C by Russian letters that I cannot read.
Oh my God. Is it the whole fucking thing, but it's all C's?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna die here.
Good. It's also really badly made.
I mean, of course it's badly made if it's all fucking C's. I don't... Can I tell you how much I don't want this?
You can. Tell me. Go ahead. Use a lot of words.
You know what? I'm just gonna talk for you instead. It's fine.
Oh, God.
I'm surprisingly fine with this, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, this isn't bothering me.
God.
Kind of
I hate how it's like all of the they're not all C, but they're all like in the approximate range of C. I hate it.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's so threatening.
I think it's fine. I'm fine. This is fine.
I can't believe this. That says bad things about you.
I think it doesn't. I have a high tolerance for bullshit.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to get to episode 84 of this show.
True.
God, 84 is so many.
It is, and we've played so many bad things, and there's so much more. The internet is the worst.
I know. In February, it'll be 2 years of this show.
Wild.
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 I'm dancing even though I hate it.
I'm like vibing. I'm not dancing, but I like, yeah, this could be playing in like a spooky movie. I'd be fine with it.
I would like a better quality version of this in the spooky movie.
No, if it's a better quality, it'll lose some of its charm.
Is there charm to this? I don't know.
Yeah, there's some spooky charm.
Sparm. No, don't like that one.
Yeah, it's like a good souvenir to take home with you and terrorize your family with.
A really fucked up postcard.
Yeah, that haunts your dreams.
New SCP uncovered. A postcard that haunts your dreams.
That seems like kind of a shitty SCP.
There's a lot of shitty SCPs.
Oh god, we should read some shitty SCPs on the show.
Oh, you're right.
I want to read more bad creepypastas at some point.
I
gotta collect some of my faves.
You gotta. I would love to hear more of them.
I would love to share more of them with you.
Wow, everybody wins. Except
everybody
the audience.
Wins. True. True, correct.
You guys all lose. Sorry about that.
Well, you chose to listen to this podcast. Your choice.
That's true. Oh, it's almost done. We survived. Yay.
I thrived even.
God, of course you did. I barely survived.
I'm built different.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm built different. I'm built worse.
What's that one fucking post that's like, it's the I'm not like other girls, I'm worse, but it's interspersed with sips from the world's longest curly straw.
Oh my God.
Takes 5 minutes for the liquid to get to my mouth. I'm worse.
God. I have an oatmeal for
you. Oh, hey. Hey, put this back.
No.
Don't want.
Caro Caro Oatmeal Flippingo by Hunter Hancock. This is one of the ones that starts with some meme that I don't know, I think.
The only reason one, two oatmeals
that oh, yeah.
Because one day Hump donated.
But I don't. It gets to it in a second.
And everyone was like, this is awful. That means I love it.
That's you, though. This is awful. That means I love it.
This is directly DJ's fault, actually. So if you want to blame someone for it, it should be DJ.
I will. DJ?
Because I played the original, and I was like, that's what exists. And then DJ was like, do you like any of these memes? And I was like, I didn't know they existed. Thanks.
DJ's now selling memes like wares on the
DJ
side
should.
Of the road.
DJ, that's your new future job. Just like alerting people of memes that they didn't know about for a price.
Yeah.
I will Venmo you $4 for oatmeal, okay?
Oatmeals are worth $4? I see.
I mean, to be fair, DJ sent me like 17 oatmeals or something.
Okay, quick, what's 4 divided by 17?
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm getting the calculator out. 4 divided by 7. Fuck you, I'm gonna get there first. 0.23529412.
That seems right.
That's how much you owe DJ for one oatmeal.
Yeah, that feels right.
23 cents.
Fast forward a half year later, and there are over 450 remixes in this autistic UE. That's over 2 remixes.
God. Over 2 remixes.
Just have some oatmeal stats in the middle.
We're doing too much math during this song.
What is an oatmeal for if not math? I feel like I'm gonna have a stroke.
I've already had one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. If any of you are out there are going to college for math related things, this is what you should be playing in the background as you're doing your homework.
It'll help you study, for real.
Yeah. It will.
That's what I do. This fucking, like, drum kit thing sounds so fucking similar to the beginning of the Nicki Minaj song, Itty Bitty, Itty Bitty Piggy.
Oh my God. Maybe it is.
My brain just keeps being like, is it gonna become that? And like, dear God, no.
Nicki Minaj!
God, somebody do an oatmeal to any Nicki Minaj song.
Please, any Autistic Yui, we're calling on you directly now.
Autistic Yui, do you have a Twitter? I'm gonna tweet at you.
We're summoning you.
Awful.
Awful.
Me, every time we record.
True. You're welcome.
Wow, that was a ride. Yeah. That was an experience, a journey, a quest, and a bunch more synonyms.
What was the quest for? It can't just be a quest. What was the
quest
for?
The quest was for numbers.
You did not succeed.
To do math with. Hey, we got 0.23, the string of other numbers. I achieved one number.
Oh my God, play something or I'm going to hang up on you.
I will. You have to click on this link, though. This is
I
a Tumblr
refuse.
Post.
No.
This.
You know what?
This is another Zagreus special.
Of course it is.
And this is 10 years in the abandoned salt mine. Okay. I'm going to count us in. 3, 2, 1, play.
I swear, if the wizard doesn't let me out of his abandoned salt mine soon, I'm going to fucking lose it.
What did you do to be put into the salt mine?
I may have eaten his special wizard meal.
Oh my god.
I still think you should let me out.
Special wizard meal.
Was it good? Was it worth it? Are you able to bear the weight of your sin?
I'm not going to lie. It was fucking delicious. I would fucking do it again. Wait. Shit. You're the fucking wizard in disguise, seeing if I've learned my lesson, aren't you? Fuck!
10 years in the abandoned salt mine.
I hate it here.
I think about that, like just that line, every single day. 10 years in the abandoned salt mine.
I fucking believe that you do.
It's just in there, on loop in my brain.
I hate it so much.
Good. I'm glad. Welcome to suffering.
I am in suffering. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have anything short?
Do you?
Do I? I mean, I have one that's very short, but I don't know.
Do you?
Okay, just for that, I'm playing a slightly longer one, but you're going to have to suffer for it. So congratulations. You played yourself.
Good. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is 1-2 Havana by MPG III.
God.
Or MPG3, I don't know. I still don't know.
Too much oatmeal. Yeah.
You did this to yourself.
I will be passing away now.
You're welcome. Bye. I encourage it, even. I've already admitted that this is an assassination attempt.
That was rough.
Like, yeah.
It has finally succeeded.
Good.
Oh, it is so bad.
Oh my god.
No.
It's so good.
Oh man. Don't like.
What a jam. What a jam.
No.
I'm having a great
time.
It
sounds like Oatmeal Guy is like drunk.
Like, yeah. You think 1-2 Oatmeal was conceived by a fucking not drunk person?
Maybe. Unclear. And that scares me more. Oh.
Oh, it really
of course, I'm taking
you.
A drink of water as that's happening. Good lord.
Do you have anything very short to take us out with?
Oh my god. I don't.
Do you have anything medium short?
I might.
Okay.
I
we
have.
We will accept medium short.
I'm just going to send you the YouTube Shorts one. I'm just going to send you the link and we'll both watch it.
Okay. No. I don't want this, actually.
Too bad. Okay. Three.
Wait, say what
two.
It is first.
Oh, you're right. This is a video by Dan Povenmire entitled Rip Balloony. 3, 2, 1, go.
Doofish Rips Evil TikTok.
God.
I'm getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. Balloony. Balloony. Look, it's Balloony.
Oh my god.
R.I.P. Balloony.
Terrible.
God. There it was.
That was awful. Thank you.
It was awful. That was also sent in by Red Anansi. Thank you, Red Anansi, for.
Thank you, Red Anansi. I fucking guess. This has been your weekly assassination attempt. Bad.
If you successful assassination attempt.
If you want to send things to play on the podcast, our email address is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, it certainly is. And if that's too long to remember, you can find it in the pinned tweet of our Twitter, which is @badcursed. You can send us things on there. You can watch us send you things that are possibly too visual for voice. You can get a little reminder every time we post an episode. It's a fantastic good time on the Twitter.
It is a good time. We are also part of a podcasting network, Common Unity Media, and we have a Patreon with a Discord and some stuff, and it's cool, and you should join.
Some stuff, and it's cool. Yes, it is. And we are not the only show on the network. There's also Something to Pod About. There is Minnesota Jones. There's a lot of good things that can be found on this network that we are a part of. And you can find that by going to commonunity.media.
And also we do short things.
Yes, we do. We also do Bad Bites, which we put out on the Patreon, which you can also find at commonunity.media if you do some little digging on the website.
And if you cannot financially support us right now, that's totally chill. We're glad you're here listening to this monstrosity with us.
We are.
And I'd like to apologize ahead of time for the bless today.
God, the fact that you have to apologize. You cannot make fun of me for playing dubiously.
Oh yeah, I can. See, this is mostly just like brain rot continued.
Okay, so it's Five Nights at Freddy's
theme. Yeah, anyways, this is the Living Tombstone Five Nights at Freddy's song, Epic Orchestral Remix Remastered by TLB Orchestration.
All right, here we go.
And it kind of slaps. Anyways, I am Gabe, who is being personally targeted, Jesus Christ.
Targeted
by government-assigned kin quizzes.
And I have been Anna, the fifth and gayest teenage mutant ninja turtle.
Mutant.
It's hard to say.
And we are both going to go take a nap. Goodbye.
Good night.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.